Hi, Pulsakas, Good News Planet. I'm here with Swamiji. Hi, Swamiji. How are you? Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you. And your team is here. Maybe you could say your names, everyone. Yeah.
Gregor Kos from Slovenia.
Oh, wow.
Vladimir Lusik, Czech Republic.
Wow.
Adriano Miltic from Croatia. I'm living here in New York, Diapoli.
Okay, beautiful.
Mansa Levi from Vienna.
Wow, this is an international crowd, by far European, and Swamiji, where are you from?
I'm from Rajasthan, India.
From India?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were born there?
Yes.
And you like India?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Do I like, yeah.
Your home is there, your family?
Yes, they are all there.
Yeah. They're all there. Yeah. Have some moved to America, or
no.
Most still
no.
Live there?
Yeah, they are all there.
Tell me a little bit about your family.
My family is good, happy, leading the life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing. And you're happy leading a beautiful life. I see you have some beautiful events happening here in New York at the United Nations.
Yes.
And you're a spokesperson for yoga and for world peace. So
yes.
Tell us what brings you here to New York.
Well... I came many times here, and sorry, on name of my master, I organized one, established one NGOs in Austria, and my Guruji's name was Swami Madhavananji. So we put this Sri Swami Madhavan World Peace Council.
Okay. Okay, so now this is an event, United Nations New York, March 7th, 2018, Yoga World Peace in Your Hands. Oh, this is in your hands too.
Yeah.
Wow. And so what will happen in this conference tomorrow?
In the conference, we would like to bring the message to the world to bring the awareness of the brotherhood, that we are all the children of one God, we are the humans, and humans is, God has given us as a protector and not the destructor. And the peace is within ourselves, and that we have to bring the aware to the people. And yoga is a science of body, mind, and the soul. So yoga, while practicing, human becomes aware that what means to be a human. And why we fight each other, why we destroy the nature, etc. So yoga makes the human very humble, very kind, and loving the whole creation.
Well, yoga is a way of life,
right? Yes, sir.
And yoga of unto itself means oneness.
Yes.
And I think they call it pranayama.
Yes.
The breath of
breath technique, yes.
That is very integral to yoga. What's your thought there?
Yes. Because we have asana. Pranayama, pratyahara, dhyana, samadhis, etc. Or asanas, pranayams, mudras, bandhas, and kriyas. So that one book I have written, and in this book it is called The Harmony of Body, Mind, and Soul. And there are many postures in this book, always. This is called the system, very begin thing, very simple, very that everyone can very easily practice, very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the pranayams, and it's just very, very relaxed, very
downward dog.
Yeah, so. We call Sarvhitasana, just, and it's very, very very, it's not very like acrobatic, but it brings the body harmony, in harmony.
You know, I've been a lucky person, I'll just mention, because I know I actually am a certified yoga instructor.
I see.
And studied it through with Claire Diab, who has been the yoga instructor for Deepak Chopra for 25 years.
I see.
And so I learned a little bit about yoga. Actually, I failed the first 2 years, and she made me go and take the class again. Because it's really, you know, to be a yoga instructor, you need to know a lot. You need to know about the body. It's a serious science. It's not just, first of all, it's not how far you can move. It's a mindset. It's a way of life, right? What interested you in yoga to begin with?
We begin with a little relaxation. When people come, let them relax a few minutes. Then the teacher comes, gives instructions to relax from the toes to the top of the head. From the top of the head, the toes, relax the whole body, then deep inhale, and once exhale, and again relax your belly, and relax your shoulders, your palms. This is about 5 to 10 minutes maximum. Then get up and feel your body, and then begin with your each and every glimpse of the body, relax, and then slowly, and each course which we have had, like you have seen just now, that we just relax. And so I give the example to the people, for example,
okay,
that I hold I close my fist, okay?
Sure.
Yes, and now we hold the wrist.
Okay.
Remain for a while, tight, okay? And now only open the palm, look to your palm and your finger, tip of the fingers and etc. And now release your hand. Yes?
I feel calmer just hearing you speak.
Yeah.
to begin with.
Yeah.
That's also quite important,
yeah,
to have an instructor or have a teacher,
yes,
who's calm themselves. And it's not polite, it's not aerobics.
Yeah. And now the second hand, thumb inside.
Okay, so we're going this way now.
Yeah, and close complete fist.
Okay.
And now more consciously, hold, yeah, and remain as it is. More giving fast your fist and only open the palm. So, and then you look to my or look to your hand and release your hand. Yes?
You know, what I'm saying is something that I never look at, which is the palm of my hand. I didn't know I had all these lines. It looked to me like the tips of my finger,
yes,
are more parched, like I was in the water for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I don't think they were like that before.
Yeah.
Why did that occur like that?
Yeah, because it is a relaxed.
Because I'm relaxed?
Yeah, and energy, yeah.
I know when I am in the water for 2 or 3 for a long time, let's say, I am relaxed. And that's why I'm staying in the water. It's a comfortable feeling, right? It's like the baby coming in birth inside of the mother, right? It's a freeness, a calmness.
Yeah. Then we bring that in the whole our body. There's the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Some energy is active, some is dormant. So now we have fold our hands. Yeah, very nicely. And now you rub your palms like this, warm it. It should become very hot.
I I had no idea this was going to happen.
Yeah, but,
and I shouldn't be talking, because you're supposed to clear your mind. What about your mind?
Yeah, no,
you focus on what we're doing instead of speaking as much as I am.
Now hold your hand. Not so far, only 2 centimeters. Close, 2 centimeters. More close, more close. And now you just feel it's like a needle inside. Yes?
Yes?
If you rotate like this, circling slowly, you know?
Yeah, I can feel that.
So, and it's far away from your hands, no? And but still this energy is like needles. Yeah.
So are you of the belief, and some are, and I, by this example, so my energy, my electrical output of my body is part of you right now.
Right.
We're right next door to each other.
Yes.
And so we are one, as I would say, right? Namaste. We're one.
Yes.
One,
oneness.
Oneness.
Yeah.
Along with my piano over here too, because I believe also in the nature as a part of us as one. Do you believe that plants and nature,
of course,
and animal kingdom,
of course, is our
oneness as well?
Oneness.
Yes, great.
Oneness. Yes.
It's a beautiful thing.
If we are very positive and very nice, even this plant, which is the dried
hydrangea.
Yeah, but it has a feeling to ourself. Because it's nature, and this wood, doesn't matter how old is this, but to touch this one and touch some plastic, it's completely different. So that's what in yoga, so I bring them to relax a little bit, then body warming, then the stretching, then the postures. And these are the how it's going. Then at the end of this, you feel just like, as you said, like you're in water, swimming, floating on the water. Then we bring the pranayama. Now pranayams, which is in Riyadh, originally the Jnana Yoga will say, there's only 3 pranayams. And this 3 pranayam is inhalation, retention, and exhalation. We call purak, kumbhak, and rechak. Inhale, retention, exhale, retention, inhale. Now, when we breath. Normally, we are just speaking, me, you, we are this, and we don't concentrate at all that we are doing the technique. But always, when we inhale, automatically the retention for seconds, 1 second or 2 seconds, and then it comes again the exhalation. And immediately you cannot just inhale, it comes little break, and then it going inhalation. It's like a clap, everything, Visakhman clap. Okay.
Clap.
No. Water. Or when there's something, it is a closing.
Like dam.
Yeah.
The dam. Okay. The dam. Thank you.
So this is, but then there are other pranayams that in human body there is a 72,000 nerves.
That's why I'm so nervous?
No. You are not nervous. We are very in oneness. Just we said that we are not oneness.
I'm a calm. I'm basically too calm. Some people wonder if I'm sleeping. Go on.
So
I try to.
So 72,000 nerves in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that, 4 is very important. So the 3 is called Ida, Pingala, Sushumna. The sympathetic, parasympathetic, and central nerve. Then it's called Vajranadi, this many people don't know and they can't find that nerve. But that Vajra means very strong power like iron. And that's the Vajra, that body and that energy which is from Vajra Nadi coming, that develops in our body immunity. And therefore it's very good. So then we call, this is the left nostril, the moon. Moon is the symbol of the changing, full moon to dark moon and back. Moon is the symbol of the emotion. Emotion, because moon's principle is water, and water is emotion. So our emotion, our feeling is changing, like every day, even the ocean coming close and then again going. The right now nostril is called the sun, and that is the energy, the light. Sun is connected to our navel, and this nadi is connected to our heart and the brain, both together. So this, and the central nadi nerve is going through the spinal column, and they are three connecting. The two are going like a serpentine, and that's why in Kundalini they say this is a snake. But there is no snake, this is only the, how the energy is moving. And the energy cannot go straight. Also the sunlight doesn't come straight. So we bring different techniques. So it's called the moon purifications, sun purification. The moon and sun is uniting, coming to harmony, and then it's going to the joining into the oneness. From the left hemisphere is this nadi from the nostrils, and the other from the right hemisphere, and this center coming together. And so they are going in the chakra book, in this book you have said, the hidden powers in the human. And this is the chakra of the eye chakra. So there are many. So this is a chakra called Svadhisthan chakra. And the qualities or the principle of this chakra is there. These are the symbols. Symbols. What it means, doesn't matter how it is, but each and every petal has some vibration. And that vibration is for a particular part of the body. And so here how, now you see the left nostril, the right nostril, these nadis, nerve, sympathetic, parasympathetic, and central which is going is the central nerves, which is balancing between. So in this way that your yoga in daily life, the name is yoga in daily life, and this is every chakra, this is the Manipur chakra, the navel, and every this chakra have the particular postures which have effect on these chakras. So this is how this our yoga and daily life is coming. And so I thought that not only to talk to you, I would like to give you this book.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. This is wonderful. Well, this is really... So tomorrow will you be discussing this at the World Peace event? Will you be discussing yoga?
Yes. And, through yoga.
Through yoga. Peace through yoga.
Peace through yoga.
That's beautiful. By far am a believer in that. Actually, we've in our Peace Day events, we started off with yoga, and even in my my TV show, I have yoga to start it and to finish it. I like that ending on yoga when you just kind of lie down, and I can't remember now. I have not done enough yoga lately. What's it called? When you lie down at the end of yoga.
Spiritual
relaxing.
My spiritual lineage, yeah. My grandmaster, my grandmaster, my master, and this is the student.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And unfortunately, the audience can't see easily. Well, that's okay. We have a lot of stuff that you've done. This is really wonderful. So congratulations, this is a wonderful outreach, this is your dedication for the world, right?
Yeah, this is important to you.
Sri Swami Madhav Ananda, a world peace in your hands, World Peace Council. Beautiful.
So this is the world peace in your hands.
My heart to your heart.
Thank you.
Let me ask you two other questions, and once again, thank you for coming over here. We ask, because our program is called Good News Broadcast, and we feature positive life-affirming content. So I ask many people, what is good news for them? Swamiji, what would be good news for you in any aspect of your life?
Good news for me is that if anyone becomes happy, even the animals, or the forest, or the humans. If one feels like pleasure, relax and peace and happy.
That's beautiful. I ask one more question because I mentioned before we started taping that we're involved with the International Day of Peace.
Yes.
On September 21st, as declared by the United Nations. And we're working very hard to actually have a world party for Peace Day party. So I asked thousands of people, and it's also coming out in a movie that I'm just finishing up called Woodstock Forever, what does peace mean to you? So I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them?
Mm.
So Swamiji, I'd like to ask you, what does peace mean to you?
Peace for me is that all are happy. And without any anxiety. That everyone's heart unites in happiness, one with that happiness. And that peace is within ourselves, that we can give as much as we can give is the best. It's like a water well, the source of the water, from where it's coming, what is coming and coming and coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shukriya. Thank you very much.
Shukriya.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. Thank you, everybody. Do you have a website so people can follow you also? Is there a website?
Yeah.
And there is a yoga website. It's www.yogaindailylife.org.
Yogaindailylife.org?
Yes.
Okay.
Very simple. We have another one for the World Peace Council.
And that is?
Same, worldpeacecouncil.net. Yeah.
Okay.
And the third one, where you can actually see Swamiji's program from around the world, 24 hours a day, and also some live streamings, is swamiji.tv.
Okay, get the word out. It's good, it's good news. Well, thank you, everybody,
thank you.
I wish you a wonderful event tomorrow. If I can, I'll come on over.
Are you coming?
At this point, I'm not sure. Watch, they're going to have a big slow storm tomorrow, unfortunately, I'm sure. But we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, if you can come and say a few words.
Okay, well, that's very kind of you.
Yeah.
Let me see what the day brings. And how we can, do our best to be there.
Yeah, we should not be afraid from the snow and rain, very little rain.
No, afraid I'm not. It's just it's just water.
Yeah, this water.
This water.
A little surprise.
Hardened water.
Hardened water, yes.
It's good. And actually, if you stare at the water, as they say, you can see it move.
Yeah.
If your mind is open for it.
So tomorrow is about, we are there from 10 to 1.
Uh-huh, okay.
And so if you will come, we will be very, very happy.
Okay, thank
and
you.
Because you are the also the peacemaker. You see?
Amongst the 7+ billion people that are peacemakers, we just need to focus on the world is at peace. I usually wear an Imagine Peace button from Yoko Ono, but we believe the world, it's not even a belief, the world is at peace.
Yes.
There's just a few people that can't live life, they have to live life with violence.
Yes.
But it's a few. They're a problem. Concerning. And
could
do harm to us, most of the people aren't fighting. If picture if 8 billion people were really fighting, first of all, we never would be surviving after all these millions of years. We would have...
It's like we have 32 teeth and one is painful. It makes everything...
That's a good...
That's it, yeah.
There you go. It's that one that's problematic. My teeth are not good. So it's a mindset, right? Peace is in the brain. It's a brain.
Yeah, it is a brain.
You know,
but it is so painful. That everything is...
It can, and in most cases, I can't say it doesn't.
Yeah, and we want and we wish that all should be happy and peaceful.
Yes, I love what you said.
What we call mantra like Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. One in all, my Guruji said, always used to say, one in all and all in one.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.